Motiversity family, it's Marcus Taylor, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Motivation Daily Podcast by Motiversity, one of the top 50 podcasts in the world. If you enjoy listening to Motiversity and this podcast, you need to download the Mindset Daily Motivation app. On it, you'll gain access to thousands of motivational speeches, including Motiversity's and mine. And now, with the new Mindset Alarm feature, you can start each day with purpose, waking up to powerful audios like this one.
You may be average, you may be ordinary, but you have the opportunity every single day to make extraordinary decisions. And what you do today will determine your future.
To download Mindset, just go to mindsetapp.com or search for Mindset Daily Motivation on the Apple or Google Play Store and listen to motivational speeches while getting ready for the day. Click the link to download Mindset now and get ready to transform your life.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine this. You wake up and the world seems to have conspired against you. Your bed's gravitational pull seems stronger than ever, and your brain shouts, "Stay put. It feels good here." There are various reasons we can become demotivated. It can stem from not feeling like the goals we have set for ourselves are attainable, not seeing the rewards from our hard work, and mental health disorders like anxiety and depression can also lead to the feeling of being demotivated. But what if I told you that there is a way to break out of that mindset? If you are feeling unmotivated, or if you felt unmotivated in the past, you are in the right place. Because I am going to teach you how you can get motivated to tackle your day with excitement, even on the days you don't feel like doing anything. Tip one. Write your goals down and get an accountability partner. It's really important to understand that we need to enjoy the process of reaching a goal just as much as reaching the goal itself. It's very easy to get caught up in the big picture and feel overwhelmed and lose motivation once you start. A simple way of getting back to being motivated about your goals is to write them down and share them with a mentor, friends, or family who will keep you accountable. While this may sound trivial, it is actually quite important to note. Dr. Gail Matthews, a psychology professor at the Dominican University of California, conducted a study on whether it was important to write our goals down after coming up with them. Her study broke participants into 5 groups, each with different instructions. The first group had unwritten goals. The second wrote their goals down. The third wrote down both goals and action commitments. The fourth wrote goals and actions and gave them to a friend. And the fifth group gave their written goals and actions to a friend and also provided weekly updates. The results of the study showed that 76% of participants who wrote down their goals, actions, and provided weekly progress to a friend successfully achieved their goals. This result is 33% higher than those participants with unwritten goals, with a success rate of only 43% of goals achieved. By simply writing down your goals and finding someone who provides you with a sense of accountability, you are already well on your way to finding your motivation again. Tip number two, take motivation from others. Sometimes all you need to do to get your motivation back is look to others who have accomplished the goal you are trying to accomplish. For example, if you are a student athlete who wants to make it big in the league of your choice, you might look to other athletes. You can study their strategies, their failures, their triumphs, and see what they did differently to get to where they are now. In an article called Why Inspiration Matters, the writer talks about a study performed by Todd Thrash and Andrew Elliott. In this study, they looked at the effect Michael Jordan had on the Chicago Bulls. According to the study, those who were exposed to Michael Jordan's greatness experienced higher levels of positive affect. By being inspired by Michael Jordan's mindset and work ethic, the team was able to win 6 NBA championships. Many other basketball players, such as LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, and Steph Curry, have credited Michael as one of the reasons they were inspired to get into the NBA. By being able to look to others to find motivation, you can learn and be inspired. Tip three, create a sustainable routine. Now you may be thinking, what does having a routine have to do with getting me out of a slump? Well, quite a lot actually. By putting yourself into a daily routine, it helps your overall health and stops you from wasting time. According to Queen's University, research has found that having a routine actually frees up brain power. By being able to use less energy on trivial tasks, it frees up our cognitive power to be used towards more important tasks like problem solving and creative processes. One thing to remember when creating your routines is to create one that best fits your lifestyle and take baby steps. Add one new habit you'd like to incorporate into your routine, and once you feel comfortable enough to add another, do it. This will allow you to create a sustainable routine that fits your lifestyle best without you getting overwhelmed. Tip four, talk to someone about it. Talking it out is a classic solution to use when it feels like you can't get out of your unmotivated rut. Getting another person's perspective can help open your eyes to something you may not have seen previously. According to Mental Health America, if you are worried about not being motivated, running through a change talk with a trusted person or therapist can help open your perspective and find the reason behind why you are feeling unmotivated. Questions that would be good to ask are open-ended questions. For example, asking, "Aren't you going to study today?" You could ask, "What's holding you back from studying today?" The slightest shift of communication allows yourself and those you are talking with to have an open and honest conversation without feeling concerned or pressured. If you feel like a deeper conversation with a licensed professional is needed, do not hesitate to reach out to your family doctor and see what options are available. Your mental health is important, and I want you to know that you are not alone and that help is available. Tip five, take a break. Being unmotivated can also be a sign of burnout, something that can affect you physically, emotionally, and mentally. This is something that can seemingly pop out of nowhere, but has actually been building due to constant stressors. This could be from having a heavy academic workload, receiving lower grades than usual, or even struggling with student debt. If this sounds familiar, no need to panic. What you can do is simply take a break. According to the Albert Einstein College of Medicine, pacing yourself and creating a time management plan will help you reduce the stress you face on a daily basis as a student. Make sure to schedule breaks into your study plan and be realistic about your expectations of yourself. Being able to schedule breaks into your schedule and knowing when to rest will work wonders in all aspects of your health and in your academic success. Being unmotivated can feel like it's dragging you down and you can't get out of a rut no matter how hard you try. But the one thing to remember is that no matter what you are going through, it's important to take care of yourself and give yourself the same compassion you would give to someone else. Out of these 5 tips, which one are you going to try and incorporate into your life? Is there a tip you would like to suggest that helps you? Let us know in the comments below and be sure to like and subscribe for more videos.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.